In a new review in the science journal Nature, Professor Mark Shannon outlines the need for cheap ways to purify massive amounts of water and how technology is trying to catch up to that need. He says contamination is another issue that technology is going to have to address, and not just from the industrial pollutants that we think of at first.
Saltwater is definitely a major issue, particularly if you're along the coastlines where you're pumping water out of aquifers. It begins to intrude into the aquifer and make it salty. In fact, where I grew up, I grew up on well water, and where my parents purchased their place back in the 1950s. And they've had to drop their well deeper and deeper, and they now have a reverse osmosis unit underneath their sink because their water is so salty. And that's in the Bay Area.
So, okay, that's out in California, but here in Illinois, we always think we've got an ample water supply. We're in the Great Lakes region. We've got these huge, deep aquifers. Why should people in Illinois be concerned about these trends?
Well, interestingly, most people think, oh, the problems are in the West. The problems are in the Southwest. Well, in Illinois, we have some of the most critical problems facing the entire nation, and it's particularly around the Great Lakes in the collar counties of Chicago, where the aquifers are being pumped, and these are what we call alluvial or glacial aquifers, and they are fossil water. They were left when the glaciers receded, and these are not terribly replenishable. They replenish very slowly, and they're pumping them out so deep that as you get deeper and deeper, you go into salt water, which is underneath all the freshwater. And so communities like around the Chicago area, as well as communities in San Antonio, communities in all along the Gulf Coast, et cetera, are finding that their water is getting saltier.
You don't think of that when you're thousands of miles away from a coast.
That's absolutely right. There's salt water that underlies the entire continent. And in fact, there's more salt water in underlying the United States than there is freshwater. And so the amount of salt water that is there is amazing. It's different salt water than seawater, but it's hard salts like you get when you run your sink a lot and you see these white compounds that come around it.
So what do we do? What is being done now, and how is it lacking as far as, you know, those trends of population and saltier water and pollution and all that?
Well, these trends are like all converging on each other. And what this means is that there will be less and less water available for us. And to clean it up, we have to start treating it. We have to spend a lot more money.
He says newer purification methods aim to reduce energy and chemical use while treating large amounts of water. But Shannon says the real trick is to perfect what he calls point source purification methods, treatment that can take place in the home, even under the sink, and can be done cheaply.
Coming up with methods that don't use excess energy or extra energy added from outside, maybe the sun or some normal types of energy, or the energy that's in water itself, the energy that's in what we call gray or black water. There's a fair amount of energy there. Using that energy and not using additional chemicals, so there's that could help a huge number of the population. And so there's all sorts of methods that we're developing to do that, from biological methods that use biology to new nanotype technologies that could really change the face of water.
As at the risk of making it a highly scientific discussion, just explain in layman's terms what nanotechnology can do in this particular case, what it is and how you relate it to water purification.
Well, as once it was said to me once, is water is dirt cheap. That's why we use dirt to clean it. And, if we think about it, just sand and earth and, right. and clays are used to clean it. Well, clays have lots of, we think of it as just clay, but they have lots of little tiny particles on top of the clay that can absorb species or toxins, or can disinfect from pathogens. They can trap things and disinfect it. So really, it's these tiny little billionth of a meter, thousand times smaller than to a million times smaller than a hair. But these are just like little particles that you can place on it. And if we can do it in an intelligent way or find materials that have these properties, such as in mines that are being mined for diamonds in Africa, there's millions, hundreds of millions of different types of these chemicals that are naturally. And if we can find them and use them, then they can change everything.
Mark Shannon heads the University of Illinois' Center for Advanced Materials for the Purification of Water with Systems. It's a name that's as big as its mission, and he hopes more people will recognize the urgency of the situation. You can hear the entire interview at will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.